Hey guys, welcome back in. It's the Madman Club Betting Podcast. Guys, we just finished up week number 10 in college football. Week number 11 in the week number 9 in the NFL. Guys, it is flying by, as bad as I hate to say that. As you guys all know, I'm a huge football fan, and at the end of the season, I normally hibernate. However, the Madman Club is thinking about diving into basketball. So going forward, we might dive into a little bit of basketball. We're going to look at some games, maybe give out some picks. Don't know if we'll do many Dog of the Weeks. We'll try. However, we do plan on maybe diving into a little bit of basketball. That's yet to be seen, and we'll talk about that as we move forward. But first, let me just say thank you to everyone out there, everyone who follows the Madman Club, everyone who checks their reels out over on YouTube, watches their podcast on YouTube, checks us out over on all the podcast platforms, all of our social media. Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate all the likes and all the follows. But do me a favor, smash that follow button, share those videos, repost those videos, and give us a 5-star review over on the podcast platform. We'd really appreciate it. But guys, we just want to say thank you for everything as we continue to move through the season. So far, we are officially plus 113 units, 58.05%. Dog of the week, 11 games, 8-2 with a push. College, 59-51. NFL, 34-18. 29-31-53 units, plus 113 units through the season so far. So guys, thank you so much for participating and listening and stopping by. We appreciate all of our listeners, all of our followers, all of the comments that we get, even though some of them take a jab at me, but that's great. That's what we like. That's what sports is all about. Let's poke the fun, poke the bear. Guys, I'm all for it. I love talking sports, and we really appreciate everybody stopping by. But on a positive note, we are plus 113 units, 58% on the year. So that's got a little bit to do with what we would like to say is some of these followers and why we would like to, for you to share and repost all of those reels, all of those shorts, and all of those TikToks. So spread the word. The Madman's coming. We're taking that train to the window. We're going to cash some tickets as we continue to move through the season. We're going to talk a little bit college football recap from last week. I know it wasn't a great week, but we did, you know, we gained a couple units. Guys, it is a grind. As I continue to say, I've said it for years, from time to time when I do these podcasts, it is a marathon, not a sprint. At the end of the day, when the season wraps up, we want to be on a positive note, plus money, up as many units as we can get. Last year, I think we ended up plus 40-some units on the season. Not a terrible year. This year, we're already up 113 units on the season. So looking back at last week, we had Texas as a 4-unit play against Vanderbilt minus the 2.5. Of course, a win. Vandy come back late, made it close, lost the game by 3. Guys, that's why sometimes you got to make sure you get that right number. It could have been a push for a lot of people. Utah, 3-unit play, minus 7. Blowout, Utah in a winner. Florida, 4-unit play, plus 7.5. And sometimes you got to get that back door or have those lucky breaks as the game comes to a close. Georgia could have easily won that game by 11 or 12 points. They take a knee, run the clock out. We get to cover at plus 7.5. Georgia wins that game 24-20. California, this is one which, of course, a bad beat. Going to have bad beats. Cal throws a pick, 30 seconds left in the game. Virginia runs it back. They're covering because Cal was getting 4.5. They end up losing by 10 on that pick six late in the game. Central Michigan, a four-unit play, plus 6. They go down by 4. We get the win. We cash the ticket. Arkansas, come on, Bobby. What are you doing down at Arkansas? Second week in a row with a 2-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter. And you blow it and lose the game. And I really believed that Arkansas was going to pull this off. Winning the game 35-21 in the fourth quarter and lose the game outright to Mississippi State. That one was just a complete meltdown in the fourth quarter. Tennessee had their opportunities. Oklahoma, of course, showed herself. Oklahoma sitting there in a good position in the SEC. Florida State gave them out as a two-unit play, minus 7.5 against Wake. Told you guys, Wake coming off that big win at home, playing SMU, got the outright win. That was their dog of the week last week. On the road, playing at Florida State, big dog. Florida State took care of business and takes down Wake Forest as a two-unit play. UAB over. Neither one of these offenses showed up the way they should have. That game should have easily went over. Maryland, I thought Indiana would overlook Maryland with Penn State on the road coming up, but they did not. Indiana doing Indiana things in a blowout. Over North Texas, I thought Navy and North Texas would light the scoreboard up. We were on the right side, 64.5. That total pushed up to 67 in some spots. 66.5 at most. So we were on the right side. Game didn't come through. Navy didn't punch it in the end zone. So we lose that bet. Three-unit play over on Notre Dame. Same thing. Couple drives stall out late down in the red zones. Should have had every opportunity to go over. Did not. Duke, a three-unit play against Clemson. Here we go, guys. Sometimes you got to have that back door. They got it late, two-point conversion, and Duke with the win and the cover, so not bad for our college plays. Over in the NFL, we gave out Houston as a four-unit play. You know, they got injury. Stroud goes down with an injury. Houston doesn't get the win. I felt really good about that game. I think if Stroud hadn't went down with an injury, we would have been fine. Atlanta, three-unit play against New England. Atlanta comes away with the win. Pittsburgh, over. That was a loss. Had an opportunity to go over late. Did not, but Pittsburgh won the game. Buffalo, 1.5. Two-unit play on Buffalo was a win. Chicago, how about the back door on Chicago? Three-unit play, minus 2.5. Gets the late play after giving up 15 points and was losing the game, gets a late touchdown pass with time expiring as Chicago gets the win against Cincinnati, and we get the win in the cover, minus 2.5 on a three-unit play. So overall, guys, oh, and by the way, the dog of the week, again, we gave out our dog of the week. Guys, these are games that I really believe the underdog has a chance to win the game outright. New Mexico getting 4.5 against UNLV wins the game outright. Wake Forest last week wins the game outright. Indiana against Oregon wins the game outright. FIU against Western Kentucky was a loss. SMU was a loss. Missouri State catching the points, loses by 3. Loses by 4, getting 5.5. Eastern Michigan with an outright. Delaware against UConn, outright win. Dallas loses to Philly by 4, getting 7.5. UConn loses. We push on that game against Syracuse. South Florida, outright win against Boise. On the year, the dog of the week for the Madman, 8 wins, 2 losses, and a push so far. As we continue to roll on with that dog of the week, most all of these plays are a five-unit play, and it was last week, 5 units on New Mexico as they get the outright win against UNLV. So not a bad week. Guys, on the season now, we're sitting at 58.05%. We are plus 113 units. Not a bad way to start the year. Anytime you can bet on football all year long and be on the positive side of things, I really feel fortunate. So thank you for listening. I want to thank my some of the people that give me the help to look at some of these games, find some of these line moves that we can jump on. But guys, so far, plus 113 units, not a bad way to start. We got a little bit of time left. I think we got about four more weeks of college football, not counting bowl season. And like I said earlier, we may dive into a little bit of basketball moving forward. I believe we can look at some of these numbers. I've been looking at it a little bit. I think we can make this work. I'm not a big basketball guy. I don't watch a lot of basketball, and I haven't bet on a lot of basketball. But I really believe that the numbers will work in our favor if we continue to grind the way we've been grinding. So hopefully we can continue to win you some units moving forward and take us right on into football season next year. So we're looking forward to that if we dive into basketball. But guys, again, we're just glad we're where we're at with the football season so far. And I don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves with this whole basketball thing, because I still got a lot of work to do to make some decisions whether I want to do basketball or any other sport for that matter moving forward. Guys, hey, we are going to take a quick break. We're going to come back and touch on maybe a couple games that we're going to look at for this week here in just a few minutes. Make sure you smash that follow button. Get over to all of our social media. Give us a follow. Check us out on YouTube. All of our reels. The full podcast is also on YouTube. Guys, we'll be back in just a minute with a few plays we think we might like for this weekend. Hey, guys. Welcome back in to Madman Club Betting Podcast. We're going to talk a little bit more about some of these games we might like for this weekend. First, though, let me say again, I want to thank everyone who listens. Everyone who's following us on all of our social media, thank you guys for checking out our reels and watching our videos over on YouTube. We have a ton of fun with all this. And guys, we're just enjoying the season, enjoying the fact that we are up some units, enjoying the plays, enjoying the comments. So again, thank you everyone out there for the follows. And thank you for stopping by and checking out the Madman Club Betting Podcast. We hope to grow this thing to where it gets pretty big. So guys, just keep listening, keep following. It's going to get better and better, and we're going to continue to take you to the window and cash some tickets. And that's what it's all about, guys. Let's just cash these tickets. Let's make us some money as we move forward. Before I dive into some of these games, I was just sitting here looking at some of these standings and some of these rankings, and I wanted to go over some of that for those that have not taking a peek. Ohio State sitting at number one. Indiana, of course, Ohio State's 8-0. This team is dominant. They've given up 50-some points this year in eight games. They're giving up a touchdown a game so far. Indiana not far behind them. They're giving up, I think, a little bit over 8-9 points a game in the games they've played. They've played nine games. Texas A&M, they're also undefeated. Sitting there at the top, near the top of that SEC. Alabama sitting there 7-1, number four in the country. Georgia 7-1, sitting at number five. Oregon with a tough game up this weekend, sitting there at 7-1. Ole Miss, Lane, the Lane train, baby. They're sitting there at 8-1, number seven, got a chance to win that SEC. So look out for Ole Miss. BYU 8-0, Texas Tech 8-1. These two are on a collision course in that Big 12. So this could be a very interesting ending as to how these teams get ranked, who wins the Big 12, and whether they make the playoff. Notre Dame, and guys, I'm just not a fan of independents making the playoffs, but so be it. Notre Dame 6-2. They're sitting there at number 10. I don't think they should be, but that's not for me to say. They got bigger and better people making those decisions. Oklahoma, 7-2, also in the hunt for that SEC, depending on how things shake out the rest of the season. And how about UVA, a team that was not expected to win the ACC, sitting there at number 12 with everything in front of them as long as they continue to play ball, 8-1, sitting there at number 12 with a chance to make the playoffs and a chance to win the ACC, probably will play Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech sitting at 15, Louisville sitting at 14, Texas sitting at 13. There's a log jam in some of these divisions, and guys, we still got a lot of football left before the end of the season and what may or may not be your final top 12 as we go over some of that stuff, because as we look at these standings, you got an outside looking in with the AAC, Navy sitting there at 7-1, Memphis 8-1, North Texas 8-1. In the ACC, Virginia 8-1, Georgia Tech 8-1, Pittsburgh sitting there at 7-2. Never know about those guys. And Louisville sitting there at 7-1, they also have an opportunity in the ACC. BYU 8-0, Texas Tech 8-1, the Cincinnati Bearcats 7-2, Houston 7-2. Utah 7-2, so don't write these guys off yet. Big Ten, like I said, logjam in some of these conferences. Ohio State and Indiana on a collision course to play for that championship of that Big Ten. Michigan sitting there at 7-2. Oregon, big game on deck. They play Iowa this week. They're sitting there at 7-1. That could be very interesting, especially if they continue to win. As we move on down, talking about when some of these, the MAC, which is fun to watch, they're not, none of these teams are going to make it. But these guys, 5-3, 5-4, 5-4, 5-3, guys, the MAC's not play well, but they end up just cannibalizing themselves throughout the season. The Mountain West, you're sitting there with San Diego State, 7-1. Boise, which is now 6-3 after an upset loss last week to Fresno State. But San Diego State, good football team. They've scored 231 points. They give up 80 points in 8 games. So they're only giving up about 10 points a game. And they've been good on defense. The SEC, this right here, is the one with the biggest logjam and who will come out on top and win this conference. Texas A&M 8-0. Alabama 7-1. And by the way, Texas A&M has got Texas last game of the season. Alabama's got the Auburn Iron Bowl. Don't forget about that. They're 7-1. The Georgia Bulldogs 7-1. Still have Georgia Tech on the schedule late in the season. Ole Miss, they are sitting there at 8-1. Texas 7-2. Oklahoma 7-2, Vanderbilt 7-2. So guys, there's a ton of teams, ton of football left, and a ton of teams that could actually win the SEC as we move down the road and look at who may or may not make this playoff as we get into college football bowl season after this whole thing ends. So guys, we got a long way to go. Going to be a fun ride the rest of the way. We just hope we can cash some tickets. We don't care, or I don't, on some of these games who wins them. I just care who covers, because I want to get to that window and cash some tickets. Coming up this weekend, we got some real good games on slate for this weekend. Florida Atlantic playing Tulsa. That's going to be an interesting game. The line opened up at 5.5. We don't know what side we're on yet, but we do like the game. We like the way the numbers are shaping up. Florida Atlantic and Tulsa. Another game. Always an interesting game, no matter where they play, no matter what their record is. This is always a fun one. Florida plays Kentucky this week. this weekend, and that's a game we will definitely have on our slate and definitely have a play on. Another game, Marshall, fresh off a beatdown from Coastal Carolina and those glow-in-the-dark uniforms they wore last week. JMU minus 12.5 against Marshall. And like I said, Marshall's fresh off that beatdown from last week as they went down there and really crapped the bed and played Coastal and come out of there with a loss. West Virginia, Colorado. Colorado on the road playing at West Virginia. West Virginia off that big-time upset against Houston. This is going to be an interesting game this weekend. We got to play on this one. Clemson, Florida State. Another game. Is Dabo leaving? That's something else we haven't talked about. But Dabo may be leaving, guys, and taking a job at one of these other schools. You got a ton of openings right now. Speaking of which, we'll take a pause on the games. But, guys, you got Brian Kelly, got LSU available. You now have Auburn without a coach. Florida without a coach. And as I told you earlier, and I told you James Franklin might be a great fit for Virginia Tech. I'm not a fan of James Franklin. Everybody knows that. Call him Big Game James. He's had that name for a long time. Doesn't win those big games. But I think winning those big games in a position at Penn State, playing Ohio State and some of those guys, is a little different when you're at Virginia Tech and winning those games, because the ACC and the Big Ten are completely two different conferences. He does a great job recruiting the eastern part of Virginia in that 757. I really believe they're going to sign James Franklin at Virginia Tech. That talk has continued, and I believe they'll get that deal done. James Franklin should be your next coach at Virginia Tech. And I really believe that if he does sign this contract, I think he'll make an immediate impact on Virginia Tech, the recruiting. I think he'll make an impact immediately on the team. And I really believe that next year you'll see a big difference in the way Virginia Tech handles their business moving forward. But speaking of that, the Lane Kiffin saga, is he going to go to Florida? Is he going to go to LSU? Is he going to stay at Ole Miss? That's a big-time conversation. Jimbo Fisher's name's been brought up in several of these coaching vacancies. How about Dan Mullen out at UNLV? How about Zolich down at South Florida? Tons of names being brought up. What about Drinkwitz? That Drinkwitz name's been brought up for the Florida job. This is going to be an interesting offseason because right now we have so many coaching vacancies, more than we've ever had this time in the season. But here's the other thing. When that shoe drops and you have that snowball effect of so many other schools that lose a coach to go take one of these jobs, now you got to replace that coach. So I think it's going to be a whole lot more openings going forward. And also some of these teams that are still sitting out there with 3, 4, and 5 losses, they may fire their coach as well. So don't be surprised if some more big-name schools fire more coaches, and then you have this huge plethora of jobs sitting out there for coaches who may jump ship and go take those other positions. So it's going to be an interesting rest of this season and into the offseason as far as coaches are concerned. But, well, enough about the coaches. Let's jump back into some of these games. Rutgers playing Maryland. And, I gave Maryland out last week. I thought Indiana would overlook Maryland and had a game coming up this week against Penn State. They did not. Cignetti has got this team rolling. Their defense is legit. They're scoring points. And they blew Maryland out as they continue to do. Indiana continuing to do Indiana things, and I think they're going to make a deep run in this playoff. But Rutgers playing Maryland. Rutgers opened up as a favorite, which is pretty interesting. So we are definitely looking close at this game. Georgia minus 9.5 playing Mississippi State. Mississippi State off that big win, down by 2 touchdowns against Arkansas, who I gave out 2 weeks in a row, who gave up 14-point leads in the fourth quarter. Come on, Petrino. What are you doing? Win some games, man. Get us a win. And quit giving away these leads late in the game. Rice against UAB. Rice opens up as a 4.5. Texas A&M, 6.5 against Missouri. This is going to be a very interesting game because if Missouri can pull the upset, that gives Texas A&M a loss in the SEC. So this is going to be a huge game for both of these teams. Alabama, LSU. This is, wow. This is going to be very interesting. No Brian Kelly, LSU. Can they continue to circle wagons, show up and play against Alabama and somehow pull this upset, which would keep Alabama from winning the SEC, maybe even knock them out of the playoffs? LSU very well could do that. We got a play coming up on this game. Duke minus 10.5 against UConn. Duke off that fresh in your mind, late in the game, comeback win to beat Clemson. Now they go play on the road at UConn. Going to be interesting. We got a play on this game coming up later this week. Nebraska minus 1.5 playing against UCLA. UCLA's played some good football the last few weeks. Fired their coach, got an interim. Interim head coach is sitting there getting things done. UCLA, fun to watch. This might be an interesting spot. As we all know, Matt Rhule's name has been brought up in several of these coaching vacancies. Does he overlook some of these games moving forward, knowing that they probably don't have a shot to win the Big Ten? That's going to be an interesting topic going forward. How many coaches continue to overlook their opponents, continue to overlook what's going on in front of them as they continue to man those phone calls about coaching vacancies and whether they will or will not take those positions? Guys, it is going to be a fun ride the rest of the way. This has been an awesome season. Anyone who can say it's not been hasn't been watching. No one knows who's going to win the national championship. As we all know, in the past, always a runaway. Well, we know they're going to win it. We know they can't be stopped. Now you don't have that. You've got teams like Ole Miss, teams like Indiana, teams like Texas A&M who went out and got tons of help. Texas Tech who went out and bought themselves every skilled position you can get to try to win a national championship. All of these things are in the mix right now, so we don't know who can win it. We know it's wide open. NFL, same way. Over in the NFL, tell me who's running away with it. The Colts lose to Pittsburgh yesterday as Danny Dimes does what I continue to say is going to happen. Danny Dimes does Danny Dimes things, throws a bunch of picks, turns the ball over. Pittsburgh gets the win. Detroit should have beat Minnesota. Minnesota comes out, gets the outright win. How about Carolina? Back in July, I gave Carolina out as a over 4.5 win football team. Hey guys, look at their record. I gave them out for a reason. I really thought Carolina could get the job done. And man, they're hanging around. They're playing with guys. And they beat Green Bay on the road in Green Bay yesterday. So it's anybody's game in the NFL. There's no one running away with it. There's a log jam in the NFC West. The AFC North, who knows? Joe Flacco may just start putting up 70 points a game and get them into the playoffs. We don't know. Can Lamar do what he needs to do to get Baltimore in? Is Pittsburgh going to win the division? How about Buffalo? Do Buffalo win the division, or does New England take that division? What about the Chargers? What about Kansas City? We don't know who's going to win that division. So, guys, it's going to be a fun ride the rest of the way. As we continue to say, over at the Madman Club, all we want to do is get on that train, that Madman Club train, get to the window and cash some tickets every single week. Once again, guys, we're up 113 units, 58% on the year. Thankful for where we're at right now. We want to continue to get you to the window and cash some tickets. Guys, that is a wrap for today's show. Remember, bet smart and bet like a madman.